You know, sometimes we say, well, maybe we ought to go back to the beginning. And I think it's pretty cool that our Old Testament reading today is out of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Hear God's word. This is the call of Abram. Then the Lord told Abram, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's house, and go to the land that I will show you. I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and I will make you a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All of the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So Abram departed as the Lord instructed him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all his wealth, his livestock, and all the people who had joined his household at Haran, and finally arrived at Cana. Traveling through Cana, they came to a place named Shechem and set up a camp beside an oak at Moriah. At the time, the area was inhabited by Canaanites. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am going to give you this land to your offspring. And Abram built an altar there to commemorate the Lord's visit. After that, Abram traveled southward and set up camp in the hill country between Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar and worshiped the Lord. Then Abram traveled south by stages through the Negev. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I have a commentary in my Bible that I want to share, and it's about promises. Have you ever gotten an invitation to a promotional situation in which you're guaranteed to receive a gift just for showing up? Typically, we don't treat such promises. We know there's going to be a heavy sales pitch as part of the deal. But the only way to find out if the promise is true is to respond to the invitation. God offered Abram's descendants and land everything a man in his culture could ever want. But Abram would have to leave home in order to receive what God had promised. The promises of God always require a response of faith. What invitations have you received lately from God? Something to ponder, right? Well, the biggest invitation is to invite Christ into your heart and have eternal life. What a promise. In Jesus' name, have a good day.